Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment in Halachos of Traveling. We were discussing yesterday the concept that there's something sort of strange about Tfilas HaDerech, that it doesn't begin with a Baruch. Therefore, there's an idea of adjoining it to another bracha, maybe an after bracha from a snack, maybe the bracha upon going to the bathroom, and then it makes sense that it didn't begin with a Baruch. So there's a very obvious question that's bothered me for a long time. I saw now it's brought down the Beis Yosef discusses this, which is why do we have to be seemingly smarter than the holy rabbis who instituted the bracha in the first place? In other words, if it's supposed to have a baruch at the beginning, why didn't they put a baruch at the beginning? And if they knew what they were doing, which we would assume they did, and they didn't put a baruch at the beginning, so why do we have to create this whole circumstance that it makes sense that they didn't put a baruch at the beginning? They probably knew what they were doing. So this is a very fair question. So the Beis Yosef gives an interesting explanation. The Beis Yosef explains that Tfilas HaDerech was originally instituted to be part of the bracha of Shomea Tfilah. That if a person was davening Shemona Esrei, as they were embarking on a journey, so they could insert the text of Tfilas HaDerech into the bracha of Shomea Tfilah. And therefore, there's no need to begin it with a baruch because it's part of a bracha. So that's why the text of Tfilas HaDerech, as we know it, and generally speaking, when you talk about prayers, there's not various versions of the prayer. There's one standard version. So therefore, there was a time where it was intended to be said as part of the bracha of Shomea Tfilah, and therefore they didn't begin it with a baruch. Today, that's not our practice, but there are some people who say it in Tfilas in the Shemona Esrei before their trip, like the last verse they take before the trip. There are some who do that, but the common practice today is not to do that. Common practice is to say it on the trip, but because there was a time where it was said as part of Shemona Esrei, that's why it doesn't begin with a baruch. Two practical points about this. One is that there are those who say that you don't have to adjoin it to a long bracha, such as a bracha after eating or the bracha after going to the bathroom. You could even get away with adjoining it to a short bracha. So for example, a person stops at a rest stop and they want to say Tfilas HaDerech, and they also want to buy some orange juice or something. So they could theoretically make a shahakol on the orange juice and have a sip, and then immediately go into Tfilas HaDerech. And again, it wouldn't be strange that it doesn't begin with a baruch now. Though the more standard thing to do is to adjoin it to a longer bracha, such as an after bracha on eating or drinking. It is important to note that this is not an absolute obligation to adjoin it to a bracha. It's fine to not adjoin it to a bracha, though it's a nice thing to do to adjoin it to a bracha. It definitely does not seem to make sense to delay saying Tfilas HaDerech until one has a bracha opportunity to adjoin it to. So when it's time to say Tfilas HaDerech, which we'll talk about soon, God willing, when it's time to say Tfilas HaDerech, one should say Tfilas HaDerech. But if it happens to be that there's another bracha that one can adjoin it to at that moment, that would be ideal. The ideal bracha to which one could adjoin it is, one should adjoin it, is a longer bracha, such as an after bracha or the bracha on going to the bathroom. But if that wasn't an option, there would be an argument for adjoining it to a short bracha like the bracha we make before food or drink. Okay, now, as a general rule, we say that you're not supposed to begin Tfilas HaDerech until you've begun your trip. And the normal barometer that we say is once someone has left the confines of the city, then they should say Tfilas HaDerech. Once it's time to say Tfilas HaDerech, one should say it as soon as possible. Pursuant to some of the things we've discussed earlier, one should say it as soon as possible once the time for Tfilas HaDerech has come. But it does not seem appropriate to say Tfilas HaDerech before one has gone on the journey. The exception to that is the second day of a trip. We already learned that on the second day of a trip, you say Tfilas HaDerech on the second day, if you like slept over somewhere. So before you start the car on the second day, you're already on your journey. You're hours and hours away from wherever you started. So it would make sense to say Tfilas HaDerech before you even begin driving that second day. But on the first day, you only say it once your trip has begun in earnest. And the way we understand your trip as having begun in earnest is if you've left the confines of the neighborhood. How in the world, in our day and age, do you define the confines of the neighborhood? That is extremely difficult, extremely challenging, very hard to assess. Most of us in the Silver Spring area do not say Tefillas HaDerech if we, let's say, travel from Silver Spring to Baltimore. So then it wouldn't make sense to start saying Tefillas HaDerech before you pass Baltimore if you're driving north. Because if we don't consider that a trip from one city to another, because it's sort of continuous and it's kind of a hop, skip, and a jump, so then it doesn't make sense to say Tefillas HaDerech when you're going on a longer trip if you haven't passed Baltimore yet. Many people in the community seem to say Tefillas HaDerech once they get to the Tidings Bridge when they're coming up north on 95. You'll certainly get different opinions about it. But the basic concept is once you've left the basic outskirts of a continuous society where people are living and working, etc., and you're sort of more just in the general roads between areas, that's when you would say Tefillas HaDerech. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.